You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
It's time to chat politics with multi-party co-leader Marama Fox.
Good morning, Marama. How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
That's good. Thank you so much for joining us. So obviously big news this morning. What's your take on Andrew Little stepping down as Labour leader? Do you think it's a good move this close to the election?
It does show that Labour is in complete disarray and they're clutching at solutions. If this is going on the latest polls, which are obviously the worst in 20 years, and it would have seen Andrew Little not even make it back in, but the indications have not been good for 3 years, so to have left it this late in the run shows that I think that's a little bit desperate. However, I actually think that this is the best tactical move they've made throughout the entire election, and they should have made it earlier. I think bringing in Calvin Davis to the deputy position from out of the Māori seats is absolutely the best move that they could have made. Andrew Little has been very poor in his leadership in regards to Māori issues and the Māori MPs, and this shows that Labour actually respects the Māori vote, where previously I don't think they did, in the way that they handled Nanaia Mahuta, considering it was her votes who got Andrew Little through as the Labour leader in the first place. So I do believe that this is the best tactical move they've made in regards to the election. It will give them the best opportunity because it looked like it was a hiding to nothing before. But I also do think that once the pressure comes on, you'll see the measure of the grit of Calvin Davis and of Jacinda Ardern in these new roles. So, I think that it's early days yet and we're a long way out from the election. I do think that what we would like to see is a smoothing of the pathways because there didn't seem to be any appetite whatsoever to be working with the Māori Party, despite our constant calls to the Labour leadership to say that we would be open to working with them in any future government. In fact, there's more akin to what our people, our constituents and our followers would like us to do. We've not had the opportunity to do that in previous elections because Labour have performed so poorly. This election, they could form a government with us if that was what they were willing to do. The indications are that with Davis coming in, that might not be the feeling of the Māori caucus, so we'll just have to wait and see.
So if they were to come to you and say that a coalition would be possible, what other sort of moves would you need to see from them on that?
Well, the fact that they come to us and say that for a start, because they haven't said it to date. We have said it over and over again and have been rejected out of hand. So there is that, but there are still some questions to be asked here. I think they're valid questions. Will Calvin Davis now go back on the list? Will there be a list reshuffle? I've not heard any of the statements, so they may have announced that already, but you would think they would have to. And then if Calvin Davis comes back on the list, will the other Māori MPs come back on the list, and where will that put them? Will Willie Jackson move up the list? I have no idea where things are at. Are they going to take down all the billboards and put up new ones or just put a sticker on? I mean,
that's a good question.
That's a bit flippant. But, there are a lot of things ahead of them yet, and we're 8 weeks out.
Great. Yeah, I think there's actually been a lot of talk about the billboards, just considering that there are, a lot of big things going on. Thank you so much for joining us this morning, Marama.
No problem at all.
All right.
I think, I was never going to throw stones at Andrew Little in the position that he's in there, but for the grace of God, go I as the leader of the party. So I think, if it were me, I would have liked to have seen him tough it out because that shows a grit and a determination and a fighting spirit. But I think that this is some indication of still some disarray within the party, but I actually think that this was the right move to make.
All right, thank you so much.
All right,
we'll speak
thanks.
To you soon. Bye.
Okay. Bye.
That was Marama Fox for the Māori Party.
The Wire.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.